You found an encore presentation of The Shannon Files on Radio TFI.
This is John Shannon. At the tone, leave your name and message, and I'll get back to you.
You are full of bullshit, my friend. I will sue you for everything you have. I will sue your ass.
For you to hear me, yeah, that'd help if I turn on the microphone. Yes, big time professional radio begins, or continues, I should say, on radiotfi.com. Good morning. You didn't hear me before, now you hear me. Oh, how is everybody doing? Obviously you missed it, so I'll announce it again. It is 9 a.m., 9:01 Central Time, 10:01 Eastern, Sunday, March 25th, 2018. Thanks for joining me here. If you want to join into the conversation here, the phone number to reach me at is 754-800-CHAT, 754-800-2428. Going to be going through a few things today. Well, let me tell you what. Let's get right into it here. A very impressive march in Washington, D.C. and other parts of the country yesterday, as the March for Our Lives movement. I got to see some news clips of it. Pretty incredible. What I found really cool was I was looking, and I'm just focusing here on Washington, but it looks like, according to estimates, that there were around 800,000 people that gathered in Washington, D.C. for the March for Our Lives event. Now, compare that to the estimations for Donald Trump's inauguration speech, which wound up being somewhere in the range of 300 to 600,000. Now, and by comparison, President Obama, who had over, what was it, 1.8 million came for his first inaugural speech. So that'll put that a little bit of perspective. 800,000 people as part of this march. Some very inspirational speeches. I tell you, folks, I've said it on numerous occasions. If you ignore this movement, you do so at your own peril, political peril, I should say. This is a huge wave. You got to realize that, you know, yes, there were some younger kids, and there was a couple fifth graders there that were talking. But you have to realize that a majority of these people who attended this march will be eligible to vote as soon as the midterm elections. What do these people want? They want serious talk about gun control. Put that right out there, right up front. They want serious talk about gun control. And they're not talking about having the stormtroopers come in and take everybody's guns away. No, that is not the goal here. So end the paranoia. These people just want to see common sense gun legislation. Do we need citizens to be carrying AR-15s? Do we need bump stock where we turn regular rifles into bigger killing machines, making them glorified machine guns, if you will? There was a reason that guns like that were outlawed, were Tommy guns, I believe, as they were called back in the day. There was a reason those were banned all those years ago, because it is an instrument of death. You do not own a weapon like that unless you are planning on killing something. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to bastardize the people who own guns for sport or for target practice and what have you. But look at some of the gigantic caches of weapons that some of these mass shooters, look at what the Las Vegas shooter had. How many trips up the stairs they had to make up into that hotel room that they had to make to get all this man's artillery up to that floor? Who in the hell needs that much unless you are planning a major shooting event, the best way I could put it? It's crazy. And now they've talked about, there's been legislation bandied about to allow for silencers on these weapons. How much more do they need? I mean, yes, Second Amendment. I totally understand it. Nobody is denying you the right to carry, to possess firearms. There is. Nobody's denying this. As Ed said yesterday, we want the stupid guns out of the way. There is no point. There is no point whatsoever in why American citizens need to own military-style weapons. And that's what these kids are saying. That is what these people who were there in Washington and other parts of the country were saying. We just want some common sense gun laws. Again, if you want to join in the conversation, 754-800-CHAT, 754-800-2428. The numbers you want to call. You can also send a text to that number if you don't want to actually be on the phone. You can also get a hold of me via Twitter, at the Shannon Files, if you want to do so that way. At this time now, I think it's time to maybe share a little bit of musical memories, if you will. Let's go with this one here. We're gonna keep it mellow today. So let's go with this from Heatwave in 1976. You're listening to the Shannon Files on Radio TFI.
Always and forever, each moment with you is just like a dream to me that somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same, 'cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way, melt all my heart away with a smile. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and take a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own my heart away with a smile.
Always forever love you.
and one day loving you. Ever and a day, ever and a day.
Pretty beautiful song there, if you ask me. That was, again, Heat Wave with Always and Forever from 1976 here on the Shannon Files on Radio TFI. Again, you want to join in the conversation. A number to call is 754-800-CHAT, 754-800-2428. If you wish to connect to me via the phone, you can always send a text through that same phone number if you like. If you don't want to actually be heard, I understand that. Sometimes it's easier to just be anonymous. You can also send a tweet at the Shannon Files. This is also on Facebook to a certain degree. You can leave a message also on Facebook. So, yeah, there are plenty of options if you would like to join into this conversation. I'm still, you know, I don't impress easy, by the way. I want you to understand that. Kind of the old curmudgeon-y type. So when I see children gathering like this, and their parents, obviously, and supporters, we see people that are gathering for a cause like this. This is a cause. This is, people here are talking about love. We're not talking about ending life. We're talking about love. We're talking about loving one another, one another, accepting one another, respecting one another. That's what this is all about. This is about people who want to live in peace. We are tired of the threat of war. You know, now we're ratcheting up things with China. We're ratcheting up a trade war with China. Do you understand the ramifications of a trade war with China? Excuse me. Do you understand that China holds a huge amount of this country's debt? China wanted to be a real bitch. They could call in their marker. You know, I'm not saying that we need to be afraid of China, but why are we starting a trade war with them? Why aren't we just going in there and saying, hey, listen, you know, this has to be a little bit more of a little bit more fair, you know? And I understand it's not easy. I could never do it. I don't think Trump, who fancies himself as this great businessman, I don't think he could do it. Quite frankly, I don't know how well President Obama even could have, even if he had another shot at it. But when you just start firing shots over the bow, if you will, with this trade war, and thanks for the heart, whoever sent that. People who are just want conflict. It just seems like people are not happy unless there's some form of contact or conflict, excuse me. And these people who were marching were, what they want is they want peace. Not only do they want to stop the school shootings, they want to stop the conflicts, the world conflicts in general, altogether. You know, one of the biggest, you want to talk about our rights as Americans? One of the biggest rights is the right to life. A living person has the right to life. They have a right not to have their life cut short because some lunatic wants to enter their school and start shooting up the place. That's what they want. 800,000 people in Washington, D.C. alone. Other people in other parts of the country. New York City. Paul McCartney attended the march in New York City. He said he lost one of his best friends to gunfire. And anybody that knows that that was John Lennon, who was killed in the streets of New York City. There were other celebrities who lent their support. You know, people need to not only, if you're not going to get out there and support these kids, you better listen to them. Because like I said, a lot of these kids are going to be old enough to vote in the upcoming elections, in the midterms here. And if you are ignoring their voices, if you're trying to just brush them off to the side, you do so at your own political peril. I can't say this enough. You do this at your own political peril because these kids are serious. This is not going away anytime soon. And look at it by comparison. Unfortunately, the Las Vegas shooting was pretty much, with a few minor exceptions, was pretty much swept under the rug after a couple of weeks. And that's sad, by the way. I want you to make no bones about it. That is very sad. The Parkland shooting, there were 17 victims, as opposed to the multitude that there were in Vegas. But yet, it just seems to keep, they're not letting it die, is what I'm trying to say. The students from Stoneman are not letting this die. And it's picking up steam, folks. It's picking up steam around this country. It's picking up steam across the world. These people need to be reckoned with, I'm telling you. These people are tired of us old fuckers who seem to be screwing up the world, screwing up this country, screwing up the world with every opportunity that they get. They're tired of it. And this is the next generation, folks, like it or not. This is where it's coming from. You know, and they're tired. They're tired of old, ratchety old politicians. They're tired of the Donald Trumps of the world. To be honest with you, even lovable Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders, you know, those guys are in their 70s. They want fresh blood. They want fresh ideas. And it is time to let these people, who may be the ones that actually save our planet from war, save our planet from ecological nightmare disasters. Four nor'easters in one season in New, across the East Coast. I don't know a lot about climate change. I am a little bit of a skeptic as far as man's role in it, but I do know that there's something a whole lot different than going on than when even 20 or 30 years ago. These kids are about these changes to protect our planet, to protect our country. 754-800-CHAT, 754-2428, if you want to get involved in the conversation. Again, also by Twitter or Facebook, you know how to get a hold of me that way. I think at this point in time, I would like to bring on another musical memory here from the Radio TFI Music Vault. Let's go with something from Barry Manilow, 1973. You're listening to The Shannon Files on Radio TFI.
Stop me from shaking, and I know.
That was Mandy from 1973 from Mr. Barry Manilow. And you are listening to the Shannon Files on Radio TFI. Once again, thanks for joining us here. Take this time real quick to also invite you to listen to other Radio TFI shows, including Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree with my friend Mr. Ed Van Ness, which airs 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time here on Radio TFI. Always a lot of fun there. More memories from the Radio TFI vault. It is quite an experience. Yes, this might be the channel of old people, so maybe some of these, some of our younger friends here should also join in. By the way, I should point that out. Radio TFI is looking to fill time slots here. Now, this is a labor of love for Ed and myself. This is nonprofit radio by all stretches, all means here. But there is space on Radio TFI's airwaves for you if you have a voice, an opinion. If you are just anything, if you want to do a full-time show, or even if you just have a special, that, you know, you have an hour or so that you just have a lot of things on your mind and you'd like to put out a show, you can contact either Ed Van Ness or myself. God knows, it's pretty easy at this point in time to figure out how to get a hold of at least one of us here. So there's always that. Also, check out the Taxi Stand Hour, where Ed and I actually get together. We're a couple of old curmudgeon-y cab drivers who have an opinion, and you are entitled to it. So there you go. There's that. The Taxi Stand Hour, which airs 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 9 Central, or as my buddy Ed likes to say, stupid o'clock on the West Coast. So there you have that. So I shift gears here a little bit. Of course, I've made no bones over the course of the last year or two my feelings about the predators at Uber and Lyft. The predatory gypsy cab company, high-tech gypsy cab company, and that's exactly what they are. They have all but managed to destroy the taxi industry. As a matter of fact, another four, that is amazing, though. Now, last week, a week from this last Friday, a yellow cab driver in New York City, and I'll just call him Nick, because otherwise if I tried to say his name, I would be more I'd be doing more harm than good, let's just say. But the fourth New York City either cab or livery driver to have committed suicide because their business has, quite frankly, gone down the crapper thanks to Uber and Lyft. Well, now there's another form of transportation. This form of transportation isn't exactly as well known as just taking people home from the bars and what have you, or getting people back and forth to work. There's also a group of the riding public that needs to get to doctor's appointments. And this group of people, apparently what they're discovering is that it's cheaper for the insurance companies and the like, and also the doctor's offices, to have these people brought to their doctor's appointments. It's cheaper to do that as opposed to have them miss their appointments or continuously to miss their appointments and not be able to get basic health care and wind up in the emergency room. And that's what the medical field is trying to avoid. They want to talk more about preventative care. Well, part of preventative care is to get the patient to the doctor's office. And a lot of times transportation is one of the barriers to this. So now they're, for a long time, as long as I can remember, taxis have played a big role in transporting people to these doctor's appointments, especially those who are receiving medical assistance, MA, Medicaid, whatever you want to call it. Here in the Twin Cities, that's been big business over the last few years, especially when you consider the fact of all the business that this industry has lost thanks to Uber and Lyft. Well, now there are people who think that it would be a great idea now for these rideshare companies to participate in this market as well. Well, this is, you know, nobody minds the competition. But again, it's the same thing. Now, everybody is eyeballing which is the real lucrative market, and that's the one where we have these paid people who are on medical assistance, Medicaid. This is the cherry on top of the sundae, if you will, because this is good. This is a big chunk of the pie, if you will. And what had happened a couple of years ago, state, and I'm talking here just the state of Minnesota, but the state of Minnesota required to for people to take these medical assistance rides to the to and from doctor's appointments, they required that whoever is going to do this, whether it's taxi companies or transportation companies, they were required to meet certain certain standards. Vehicle couldn't be any more than 10 years old. Had to go through an annual inspection. The drivers, the big change was in the drivers, though. Drivers had to be gone through a thorough background check, which gets checked every year, including fingerprinting. They also have to go through an initial drug screen and submit themselves to random drug screens at any given time. And yes, I'll take down that picture with the baby's ass there, just so you folks. Oh my goodness! Yeah, there. That's the whole library there, folks. Let's just do that. Okay, now, hey, I'm back. I told you I'd be back. Anyways, big time professional radio. You know it, brother. At least Radio TFI, the radio station itself, is not having to endure all of that. Anyways, getting back to where I was here. This non-emergency medical transportation business, like I said, it's huge business, especially here with the medical assistance Medicaid rides, and there are a lot, and there's a lot of competition for that. Again, company, you know, the cab companies who do a great number of these rides aren't afraid of the competition. But when you start talking about Lyft already has a little bit of the chunk of the of this pie, but it's not, it's through private insurance companies, it's not, and private medical providers, it's not necessarily the medical assistance. Matter of fact, it isn't, has not, they have nothing in the MA Medicaid work. They have none of that work as at this time. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to try. plain and simple. That doesn't mean that they're not going to make an attempt at it. These quote-unquote rideshare services have tried to muscle their way into all forms of transportation. And this is no different. But, and again, they want to come in on equal terms, on equal footing. We are welcome to competition. We, as an industry, all the taxi industry wants is to make sure that the same standards are applied. And we have to watch that really closely, because when it came to Uber and Lyft coming in to the market and taking taxi business without any of the regulations that went with this. And that's the only thing that this industry wants to make sure is that they don't muscle their way into the non-emergency transportation field, just like they muscled their way into the regular transportation. I don't think that they want to do. I don't think that the average Uber or Lyft driver wants anything to do with this, to tell you the truth, because I offered this, and I have no proof of it because I've never driven Uber or Lyft. I don't have any intention to. Yes, I've been curious about it from time to time. But I will guarantee you folks that for a good majority of these Uber and Lyft drivers, it has nothing to do with the financial aspect of it, other than it's nice to pick up a few shekels to help pay for their car or something like that. This is all about the whole hookup game. This is about meeting people. And we have seen time after time, instance after instance, with Uber and Lyft, that all the instances where drivers have made sexually inappropriate comments groping at, to just being outright creepy, and with also, unfortunately and sadly, cases where passengers were sexually assaulted. And a big part of these medical rides, quite frankly, these non-emergency medical rides, are people who are vulnerable, if you will. Vulnerable people, there's certain degrees, certain levels. A lot of these people are going to these appointments because of some mental issues. Maybe it was drug treatment, the opioid business, you know, the methadone clinics are huge business out there. Sadly, it's a big business. People going to psychologists and psychiatrists and counseling, these are vulnerable adults. And these type of people are prime pickings for these individuals who are just out looking to meet people. Trust me, you don't put your own vehicle, put the kind of miles on your own vehicle, your own wear and tear on your people, on your vehicle, excuse me, unless you have something. You think there's something to gain there. They're not doing it for personal satisfaction. Well, maybe they might be doing it for personal satisfaction, just not the type that you may be thinking of. So we're about 45 minutes into this show. I have 9:45 Central Time on my little watch. Again, if you want to join in this conversation, enter or add your opinion, The number to call is area code 754-800-CHAT, 754-800-2428. We'll be on here for a little less than 15 minutes still, live. Also, like I said, you can get a hold of us here via the Twitter, at the Shannon Files. Be happy to hear from you. I value opinions. I've said this millions of times. I value other people's opinions. I don't know. Even if they're not necessarily, even if you don't agree with me, hey, bring it on. I want to hear from you. So with that in mind, I think I'm going to go ahead and go back into the Radio TFI memory vault, if you will, here, and bring out something from 1973, Mr. Jim Croce. Well, you are listening to the Shannon Files on Radio TFI.
If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go.
Jim Croce from 1973, Time in a Bottle. Thank you again for joining me here on Radio TFI, the Shannon Files. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation, the number to call is 754-800-CHAT, 754-800-2428. If you would like to join into the conversation here, I got about another less than 10 minutes or so to go here. By the way, I promised that I was going to try to get a friend of mine from old school wrestling commentator, used to, or actually does still do some ring announcing and what have you. Mr. Mick Karch, I have reached out to him here, and we are going to, here in the next couple weeks, get him on this show just to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and that is about old school professional wrestling. I tell you something, I grew up on it. I have some great memories, have encountered some wonderful people along the way, people who have reached out from this industry at times through my childhood grief. I don't know how many people actually know this, and I won't bore you with too many of the details here, but why I'm so big on memories, why I go back into this nostalgic approach to music, memories, and what have you, is the fact is I didn't get to have much of a childhood here, my friends. I lost both of my parents by the time I was 11 years old. And let's just suffice it to say, there weren't a lot of good memories through my adolescence and what have you. So when I look for these memories and this and look at this nostalgia, what I'm doing is trying to fish out a little bits and pieces of my life that actually were the good parts, were the good points in my life, because there weren't a lot of them, I'm not going to lie. And a lot of them have shaped and made me the person that I am today. If you don't do anything else from life but learn from it, you try to learn from your mistakes. Not only learn from your mistakes, but also learn from the good things, the things that you did that went well, the positive thing. You try to not repeat the same mistakes, but also try to learn by the good things that have happened to you in life. So, oh my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. This has... one of these weeks, I'm going to do this show, and we are myself and Ed. It's still a point of a little bit of humor from yesterday, too. We won't get into the nasty details about that. We're still here at Radio TFI, even though we've been doing this now. We've been doing shows on Radio TFI for about a year. It's still not perfected. Of course, we added the extra burden, if no other thing to bring up, about now trying to do these shows on Periscope, which I find funny because, you know, I've always said that I've had a face made for radio. Why the hell would I want to put it up on TV, but yet here it is. And if it brings more exposure to the quote unquote product, hey, all the better. Speaking of the product, Radio TFI, the best way to get to these programs on Radio TFI is to download the Radio TFI app. Go to Play Store, go to your iTunes store. It's right there. Heck, I might even try to do it right here. How about that? Let's do this. Yeah. Let's go right to the Play Store. Type in Radio TFI. And folks, there it is right there. You can't see. It's too bright. Oh, well. It's there. Trust me. I know what I know firsthand. It's there. Download the Radio TFI app. You can catch our shows. The Taxi Stand Hour, this show. You can catch Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree. You can also catch a lot of great music, memories, comedy bits, just to take you down memory lane, if you will. It's a fun station to listen to. And I, like I said earlier here, we are indeed at Radio TFI looking for individuals who want to do their own gig. And we, quite frankly, we don't care what the topic is. We just want people to be a part of it. That's all there is to it. We want people to join into the conversation, join into the fun, and just make this a big community, if you will. We appreciate what we have here. I have some final thoughts here real quick before we get ready to wrap this thing up. Of course, this is we're getting ready to start the 2018 Major League Baseball season. Ed and I talked a little bit about this yesterday. Totally sent one over my head about Pete Rozelle being the best commissioner ever in Major League Baseball. I tell you, I don't get caught off guard very easily, but boy, Ed did a good one on me there. And but seriously about that, there's been speculation that my own Minnesota Twins might actually stand up and challenge Cleveland this year. They've got a great lineup. They've got speed. They've got power. You ever get a chance, just Google Byron Buxton. I don't know if you how much people that watch baseball get a chance to watch teams outside of besides their own. But you ever get a chance, just check out Byron Buxton. This man, Gold Glove center fielder now for the Minnesota Twins. He has been a highlight reel within himself, to be honest. It's fun to watch. He has made some circus catches. The man has blazing speed. He can close in on a baseball. He can make catches that I have not seen made in even by some of the greatest outfielders. You know, Griffey comes to mind, and Ichiro in his prime and whatnot. This Byron Buxton is something to watch here. And if you get a chance to, I totally recommend that you catch a few of his feats. Just Google it. You Google anything these days. Come on. Check it out is all I say there. I think our Twins are going to do good this year. I'm optimistic. You know what they say about baseball, the baseball season. Everybody starts at 0-0 and everybody's got a chance. So we'll just have to see. Oh, goodness. What else do we have here? We got about a minute or so to go before we say goodbye here. I guess all I can say is thanks again for joining me here. From looking at the Periscope, it looks like we had a few people come and go. Wish it is the ones that came stayed, but I'm glad they joined us nonetheless. The ones that are still hanging on, including my old buddy Uncle Ed. I'm sure he's been patiently listening for the entire hour. He didn't even call me. Oh my God. I can't believe it. He didn't harass me anywhere near as much as I harassed him last Monday. So anyhow, folks, what do you say? We just yep, that's it. There's the music. Let's go ahead and put a wrap on this here. Until next Sunday. Thank you for joining us here on the Shannon Files on Radio TFI. Until next Sunday, adios.